Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Happy 4th July. This is Carlos Antonio de Bourbon Galliano Montenegro, and welcome to the Carlos Montenegro Hour Power Show for a very special show today about freedom of religion in the United States of America. I hope that everybody's 4th of July yesterday was terrific and everybody was joined with their families or by loved ones and friends to celebrate the freedom that is America and the freedom which is that of being American. For myself, 4th of July represents the freedom to practice the religious beliefs or preferences which I so to choose to desire to practice. And it means many things for many different people. Some people are excited about being here in the United States. They've left their countries that were plagued by civil war, famine, and many other things. But to me, it's a celebration of individuality, of personal freedom, liberation, and the freedom to be who I want to be, and the freedom to practice whatever religion and however I choose to worship the great divine universal creator as I please. A long time ago, in a galaxy far away, beyond the Milky Way and past the Orion constellation, there was a great war which took place in the heavens between light and darkness. In order to preserve the integrity of the universal balance and celestial order, Insambi, God, cut the divine chain which connected the heavens to the earth and closed the great doors to the city of the angels, and the forbidden secrets of magic fell from the great heavens and plummeted to the earth and into the hands of man. Since that time, man has had to invoke the spirit of God through ancient prayers and rituals. These ancient prayers and rituals are the secret cosmic keys of the universe which unlock and open up the mystical doorway of the Stargate into the realm of the ancients. Ladies and gentlemen, today I will be performing a little bit from my new book, that is available at any major bookstore in the United States or around the world, called Illuminatus Infernus, The Greater Right of the Most Glorious Archangel Lucifer, or Star, Afro-Brazilian Ceremonial High Magic of the Kimbanda Oecha, Pietas Illuminatus Gnostic Orthodox Masonic Rite. I'd like everybody to join me. I'm going to take a short break right now. And we're going to discuss a little bit before we embark on this adventure, mystical adventure, to invoke and awaken these mysteries of the most glorious Archangel Lucifer. We're going to talk a little bit about the history of the angelic wars, the wars, or better known as the Wars of Heaven. And we're going to discuss the Archangel Lucifer. We're going to discuss the term the devil. Is it real or not real? And we're going to discuss the word or the deity known as Satan. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And again, happy 4th of July. And I will see you in just a brief moment. Thank you. Welcome back, America. This is Carlos Antonio de Bourbon Galliano Montenegro, and I am a nightmare for fundamentalist Christians. That's right. This show is very, very controversial. The book that was just written by myself, Illuminatus and Fairness, The Greater Right of the Most Glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Morning Star, I'm sure will go down in history as one of the most controversial books of all time. In fact, this book, since it's been publicized, has created quite a stir. And I am a ceremonial high magician. If you did not know that, I've been writing books for over 30 years and practicing the occult magical arts. And I've written over 2,000 publications. In fact, we were trying to get a catalog of them the other day, and it's in the 2000s. So where does this gift come from, and how does one write so many books? Well, I would like to say that I'm personally a scribe of the Spirit, and through channeling, through the gift of the Holy Spirit of God or the zombie, I have been allowed to write these books, many of them very, very controversial books. And the list seems to be growing as we speak, more and more and more. And I want to let everybody know that that is a gift that God gave me, or zombie, to share with the world my point of view, which comes from the Spirit, about the system that we live in and the current paradigm that we are now living in, this new age of Aquarius here. But at any rate here, where does the word Lucifer, Satan, and the devil come from? The first thing is that historically speaking, in the Bible, Lucifer is the most holy right hand of God. He was the first angel created. He is the most exalted angel of the heavens. And Lucifer is mentioned throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament. And Lucifer has a role that is very, very important for the creation of mankind, the origin of mankind and our species. And he's not always for people that are scholars of biblical history and get to know who he is. There should be a respect given to him. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Lucifer is real. And he was given a very, very special task to govern over the earth by God. For those of you who know me over the years, you know that I'm an authority and scholar of biblical history and of passage of gospel of Old and New Testament. So I'm not a kind of an individual that if you're going to tell me something is bad, I'm going to take a look at it and I'm going to read into it, read it historically, look it up, research it, and find out for myself what is really going on. There was a angelic war that did take place, and a lot of times people sort of glide over it and want to find and criticize it, and Lucifer is always the bad guy. We must remember that the angel Lucifer was the governor of this world and established, he's the champion of free will and freedom of choice. He was sent here to monitor over mankind to make sure that we're able to progress, we're able to survive, and that we also learn right and wrong. In the Garden of Eden, you remember that there was this situation about the tree of life and tree of knowledge. The apple was eaten by Eve, and which opened up knowledge for mankind, forbidden knowledge. But was that accidental? Was it planned, pre-planned, or exactly what was that? In the Bible, it clearly states in the Old Testament, God, while speaking, in many rare times, speaking directly to the people or to the early Israelites, says, I am the God of all that is good and all that is evil. Nothing takes place here on this earth without my knowledge or my will. I am the Lord your God and make no mistakes, which to me, interpreting that means that pretty much we're here on the honor system, and we're here to learn right from wrong. And many times we hold the situation where the angel Lucifer was banished from the great heavens. Was that planned or was it not planned? And a lot of times people, they're not really looking into the biblical history of it. And the only reason why that happened was because Lucifer was here governing over the earth. At that particular point in time, historically we know it, that God was a little bit upset with people because of their freedom of choice or their free will. They've made many decisions that he determined were unacceptable. So he decided to put us in plague. And if you look at it historically, even through science, there was a great drought which took place. At that rich time, Lucifer went to heaven, and God told him that if he turned to heaven, that he was going to banish or destroy the earth. Lucifer stood up for man and said, why are you going to do that? He said, well, no one remembers me. No one is practicing the law, the angelic law. And Lucifer said, I know that there are people here on earth that still respect him and still hold God as center focus. He gave him a chance to come back down here. So Lucifer stood up for man. Upon his return, after finding people that were in support of God, during that time of his absence, there was a rebellion, at which time took place a war between the great heavens and the people, Lucifer defending mankind on earth. So if you really look at it, if he had not stood up in front of God and for man, because he was the only one that was over mankind and could see us and knew us, basically mankind would not be here at this particular point in time. Now, was that planned by God or was it not planned? Well, some historians say yes and some would say no. But remember, the war that was fought is what was fought because man was given the right of free will to determine our own destiny by becoming our own architect of our spiritual and our own destiny by God. The other thing is, there is a situation about the word Satan. Well, part of my belief, and there's a saying called, as it is above, so it is below. Everything here on earth is mirrored from the heavens. That means the technology that we have, our science, everything that practical, analytical, physical, spiritual, everything that we have here came from the great heavens, and it's just a mirrored reflection. As it is above, so it may be below. So when Lucifer was given the right to be the governor here, the servant, and he was also, Lucifer appointed an angel named Satan. The word Satan actually comes from the ancient Hebrew name Satan. Satan means prosecutor. Prosecutor of the here, because men and women were making choices that were against the celestial laws of heaven, and therefore they were brought in front of the of the Satan or the judge or the prosecutor who would weigh the consequences, much like a magistrate in modern-day judicial system, which is a mere reflection of what is above, so what may be below. No one likes going in front of a judge. A judge is supposed to be neutral, but if we're not able to convince the judge about, if people are not able to convince the judge about why they're there and their side of the story, then their sentence, which is why people started calling Satan or holding Satan as being a bad entity, because he was looking at our actions and was calling the shots over the laws of heaven and bringing them down to earth and bringing divine justice and justice to mankind. So that is where early Christianity took the word Satan or Satan, as we want to say in the Western lingo here, and turned him into an evil entity that was chasing mankind and constantly plaguing us. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but for me, if everything was all hunky-dory here and everything was perfect, we'd be living in a utopia, which may not be that bad, but it would be, because we wouldn't have freedom of choice to choose our differences or opinions. Everything would be uniform and all the same. And every person, even though some of us might share similar DNAs by family ties, is as unique as a grain of sand on a vast beach. We're so different. And all of us have different views, points of views. A lot of our points of views are based on our experiences, whether they be good or bad. And for myself, as a practicing ceremonial high magician, I don't believe in anything good and anything bad. I believe in balance, which means that if we make the wrong choices, or not wrong choices, but choices that are not good for us through free will, and they have circumstances that consequences, then those are the consequences that bestow or fall upon our walk in this life. We have no one else to blame except ourselves. We cannot blame the evil Satan, the judge, who's only there to mediate or moderate a form of our actions. Lucifer was here to establish mankind's civilization, technology, and to make sure that mankind survived in this new world called Earth that started out in the Garden of Eden and was the great universe was formed by great universal creator God. We call him Isambi in the Afro-Brazilian religious tradition. It's a Congo-based religion. The word devil is also another term that really, compared to the word Lucifer and the word Satan, is pretty modern and was started by early Christian fundamentalists as a way to control and manipulate people, their congregations, in fear to keep them controlled. I'm here to tell you today that there's no such thing as any entity called the devil. There is an entity called Lucifer, and there's an entity called Satan, but there's nothing, it's far-fetched and far, far, far from the truth called the devil. Belief in the devil really has made billions and trillions and dollars for churches. It's made trillions and trillions and trillions, and I'm not even sure what comes after gazillions of dollars for fundamentalist Christians. And belief in the devil has destroyed cultures, has destroyed societies, has destroyed, maimed, harmed countries, and has allowed people to hate other people, perform hate crimes against groups because one's belief in paganism is associated with the devil. The Devils have the longest running show in history and has made more money than anybody else as a trademark. What would happen if we did not believe in the devil? Really, the devil is a collective consciousness of phantom of our own imagination, of guilt, shame, dishonor, which comes through Christianity or fundamentalist Christianity. And basically, that's been instilled into our minds. And so if you get enough people together, the mind's a powerful thing. As a ceremonial high magician, and our belief that we can create anything that we can imagine and manifest, I would have to say that that's detrimental to society and to our future development as mankind. So the devil really is a phantom of our imagination, and it is a collective energy of various groups of people, and we've manifested his power here. If we stop believing and giving him so much energy, or this entity energy that is not even real, but we've created it into a reality, manifested it into reality, then we would have a lot better control over our own lives, and we would be able to climb to heights that you can never, that you would never even imagine. As a ceremonial, ritual ceremonial high magician, I have been able to investigate the paranormal and to be able to tap into this energy, because I've disarmed that power over me of the belief the devil. So if the devil didn't exist, then more than likely, Christian fanatics, churches that exist that continue to blame women, prostitutes in different countries, that the devil, they're the devil, and they stoned it and validated through the devil, that would not be happening. The belief in the devil allows groups of people to bother people, cause wars, and to, frankly, in my opinion, stunt the growth of our society. If there was no more belief in the devil, then more than likely every Christian church in the world would be disarmed, disbanded, and we would then be able to start looking at the true religion and the true philosophy that God wanted to implement here on earth for our own salvation, which is know thyself. If you know yourself and what is true, there's really nothing or nobody that can sway you to do what is considered bad or temptation. If we have temptation, it's because we ourselves are causing that to happen, and we're actually fighting ourselves. The only devil, really, ladies and gentlemen, that exists is the devil in me, the devil in you, the devil that exists in policies and in some governments and in countries and many churches. I'm so glad that in my belief I finally attained a level that I believe is superior, which is universal, and I acknowledge the existence of the free will and destiny of ourselves and the governing of ourselves through becoming the architect of our own destiny. And that means that everybody that's here in this world, we are, although we have a physical body, we're just spirits here having a human experience. And when we leave here, we're going back home to the angelic realm, as it is above, so it may be below. At all major bookstores across the United States and internationally as well. As many of you know, I've been writing many, many, many books, sometimes a couple hundred per month, as it was this month. Sometimes it's done. Sometimes there's a few more or a few less. And really, where does that come from? That comes from the divine power of God and the Holy Spirit of God or the universal creator, and releasing all fear about the devil and about some artificial intelligence that is guiding me. It's a reality that God put us here. There's nothing, there's no alien technology that says that we give reason for us to not be able to do things here. We're fully equipped here. And God gave all of us this knowledge and power of intelligence to leap over all obstacles, just like the deer leap over all their problems and obstacles here. I'm going to take a short break here. For those of you who would like to join me here today, I will be performing a partial, short part of this ritual with you today, of the Holy Rite of Lucifer, the Archangel, the Morning Star. And the book, again, is available at every major bookstore in the United States. And the entire ritual takes about, I would say, between 3 to 6 hours to perform. If you're an inexperienced ceremonial high magician, and even if you're experienced, it might take a little while to go through the ritual in entirety. But once you do it once, it would be easier the second time. So I'm going to give everybody a little short break here, and I'll be back in just a moment here. Happy 4th of July, America. Welcome back to Carlos Antonio at Birmingham. And welcome to the Carlos Montes Hour Power Show. Today's a special show celebrating religious freedom in the United States of America. I just want to set the record straight before we proceed here. I'm not against Christianity, and I'm not against churches, and I'm not against organized religion. I think it would be wonderful for people to be able to go to church to worship the divine creator, the universal creator, God, without the fear of having to have our guilty conscience illuminated through the belief of something called the devil. Most churches and religions use the devil as a method to explain the problems of people, and really the problems that we have are of our own making, of our own hands, consequences to some choices that we've made along the way, whether it be good or bad or seen as good or bad. But I think it would be great to be able to go to church, whatever religion it might be, or temple or synagogue, without really having to have Satan, I mean devil or Lucifer, whatever, shoved down our throats as a fear mechanism to get the money out of our pockets to support the organization. I think Christian churches, fundamentalists, would really get better results if they really overcame this whole phantom idea of the devil and not give him any power. There's any such thing as that. And that means that churches should be a place of family unity, to gather with friends and family. It's a meeting place of the minds, and really a place to figure out the direction of the human race and of mankind for the future, and safeguarding these mysteries of our divine origin. And if you're there at church because you're fearing the devil or this entity called the devil that does not exist, and if that's the only reason why you're giving money to the pastor or to your church so they can wipe out the devil or those people considered the devil, you're there for the wrong reason. I would rather be at church giving my money to the church to support programs to feed the poor, to feed the homeless, to organize family communities, community housing, and further to fund a scholarship fund for those young people that are going to be graduating from high school to go to college, to become a little bit more wise, to open up other ideologies, and not really trying to install the belief in the devil in children, because it really does not exist. And the belief of the devil really is a way of causing the decline of civilization, and especially American civilization here, or American culture. So I want you to think about that. Wouldn't it be a better place here in the world if everybody just forgot about the devil and that collective consciousness of negativity, and really allowed everybody to proceed with their own life? Really, because in the ultimately, as it says in the Bible, the ultimate judge is not your neighbor or the man down the street, or even the judge down at the local court, or a religious pastor who shoves Jesus or the devil down anybody's throat. The ultimate and divine, the ultimate time that we're going to be judged can only come from God at the end, where we must review our life, and he is the judge, and he will judge us based on our actions that we chose here. So when you're pointing your finger at the lady from down the street because she might be single, divorcee, she has male friends, that she might be a prostitute, and you guys want to go down there and take some stones and stone her to death because she's the devil's mistress, then really you should think about it, because the belief in the devil has only for culture and people. It's only harmed people, and we must really take a look at that and review that and take a look at it. I'm not saying there's no such thing as evil entities such as demons, because biblically speaking, from text, we know that there are demons that are some of them were known as fallen angels that are on, you know, they're on their own team. But there's a whole different class of energies, the different energies, which we should be concerned about a little bit more. Really, so ancient and so big that they really don't align themselves at all with people. They just do what they want to do. And really, that's what this is all about. But really, the belief of one last time is only there as part of our consciousness. And it really is part of our guilt, shame, or what society says is wrong and what we should do and what we don't do. So instead of belief in the devil, why not just look at our experiences that we have and move forward? So we're going to talk about Brazilian ceremonial high magic of the Kimban de Croatia, Illuminatus, Gnostic Orthodox, right? Ritual seeks to cause a change or a thought pattern to take place within our mind that allows certain energies to manifest and certain energies to whatever we desire to manifest. I'm just going to go over parts of this big ritual prayer book here, and we'll start off with the dedication. On this most sacred and glorious day of June 30th, dedicated to the celestial mysteries and ancient secrets of the Archangel of the Morning Star, who is the divine hand of glory and the grand guardian of the mysteries of free will of men. Sanctus Illuminatus, Trinitas Divinas, Amen. As it is above, so it shall be below. Sarava. The Afro-Brazilian Kimban de Croatia ritual ceremony high magic of the Illuminatus Infernus, the greater right, the most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Morning Star, celebrates the ancient celestial mysteries of the Tree of Life and Knowledge and the creation of the universe and the divine origin of man, as brought to the earth by thy most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Morning Star, and bestowed the secrets of freedom of choice and free will into the hands of man to be able to determine and to choose our own direction by becoming the architects of our own destiny. The ceremonial high magic ritual of Illuminatus Infernus, the greater rite of the most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Morning Star, can be performed for any spiritual request or desire to be manifested into present reality. Illuminatus Infernus, the greater rite of the most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Morning Star, can also be used to perform occult experience of the ancient black magic arts to bring about divine justice, changing one's destiny, the change of life, family fortune, revolution, ruin, destruction, and all those that derive as an act of God, such as the Great Deluge, which was the Great Flood. Illuminatus Infernus, the greater rite of the most glorious Archangel, the Morning Star, is an ancient rite of summoning, which can be used to make a treaty or permanence and an allegiance, an alliance, or your sacred bloodline at the time that the ceremony is performed, or ritual is performed. And this ritual can be in full conjunction, let's just say, or renewed at the beginning or during any moment of the great conjunction of the planets Jupiter and Saturn. Illuminatus Infernus, the greater rite of the most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Morning Star, can also be used to perform occult experiments to permanently erase one's name and memory from the Great Hall of Angelic Records, also known as the Akashic Records or the Book of Life. Illuminatus Infernus, the greater rite of the most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Morning Star, can also be used to perform occult experiments of governing and political by changing the course of history for a ruling family, monarchy, and of government political powers that be. So this is really, really, really a heavy, heavy, heavy. In the name of the most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Alpha and the Omega, Sanctus Illuminatus, Illuminatus Infernus. In the name of the most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Horn of all good and all plenty, Sanctus Illuminatus Infernus. You say your name. Humble servant of Sandy, perform this occult experiment. State your request here for the most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Morning Star, on this most sacred and holy of all days, to celebrate in glory and light the divine power of Insambi from the heavens above and from the great cosmos to the earth. Let all on earth proclaim and rejoice from the darkest corners of the great abyss to the celestial light of the great heavens and the cosmos. Insambi is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Let all bow down to him, Sarava. The next part is called the Divine Astral Rite of the Holy Calling. In this part, this section, the ceremonial high magician or the petitioner will kneel down on his left knee in front of the holy altar and hold his hands open towards the holy altar and recite the following. A bright star shall appear in the early morning, and the ancient one, thy most glorious holy Archangel Lucifer, the right hand of God, the divine celestial victor of man, shall emerge from out of his ancient kingdom, and the sound of glory, the sacred conch shell from thy bottom of the seventh seas, shall be blown and be heard as thy sacred holy trumpets of the seven archangels of the celestial heavens. Tremble the earth, announcing the coming of the spirit of Insambi, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and the creator of all that is seen and unseen, shall give swift victory to his children over thy enemies, and resurrect and restore thy sacred and holy Gnostic mysteries of the temple of the Lord on earth. The holy light of God's temple shall be lit in darkness and illuminate every corner of the universe. The temple of Solomon restored in all of its glory, a victory of man over darkness, and a celebration of the mysteries of the great universe shall be for all eternity, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. As it is above, so shall it be below. In the name of Insambi, Exumairel, Exure, Maria Padilla Reina, Sarava, Sanctus Illuminatus, Trinitas Divinas, Amen. Okay, we're going to skip to this next part. I think you're going to do in this ritual, you're going to do a banishing ritual for the pentagram, hexagram, and heptagram, and do an invoking ritual of the pentagram, hexagram, and heptagram. Then you're going to proceed into the next section here, which is called the Kimbanda Creed, which sets the tone and our minds in order of our philosophy of the seven kingdoms and seven greater and seven lesser kingdoms of the American Kimbanda religious tradition here. Then we go into the sacred conjuration of the tree of the Sephiroth, and we're going to do that there. And then we go into the infernal tree, the mysteries of the infernal tree. We go into the sacred conjuration of Lucifer, the Morning Star, and the sacred conjuration of the abyss. The high priest will then pick up the sacred ritual bell, the altar of the Holy Kimbanda Trinity in his right hand, and then begin ringing it as he recites the sacred conjuration of the names of the most glorious Archangel Lucifer, the Morning Star. By the power of the divine sword of Eshu, I do invoke the celestial mysteries of heaven. Almighty God and Insambi, who has created all things in the heavens and the earth through your divine power, by the divine celestial chain which binds the heavens and the earth, I invoke thee, Almighty Insambi, Almighty God and Insambi, who has created all things in heaven and of earth, and has given me the power of wisdom, of discernment, to understand all good and all evil through your divine power. I do invoke the powers of the divine sword of Eshu through your sacred and holy names, in the name of the Kimbanda Trinity and the seven holy Kimbanda kingdom. and decreeing, in the name of the most glorious archangel Lucifer, who came down from the heavens and declared a victory for man. In the name of the most glorious archangel Lucifer, Impungu, who ruled over the angelic realm and came down from the heavens. In the name of the most glorious archangel Lucifer, Ntoto, who became one with man and walked the earth. In the name of the most glorious archangel Lucifer, who severed man from the great of liberation. In the name of the most glorious archangel Lucifer, whose most holy invisible hands resurrected and restored the universal mysteries of creation and man from the great deluge. In the name of the most glorious archangel Lucifer, Indara Karitanga, the morning star who determines his own destiny. In the name of the Lord, endless, infinite, and supreme God over earth. And Lucifer, Oluwa, the Lord of all lords. And basically, this here's the ritual. Of all celestial God down to the abyss, and from the abyss down to the heavens. And by reciting this sacred ritual, you will be able to manifest your desires and your dreams. And I've been performing occult experiments for the past 30 years and been writing books for the occult community. And I want to tell you that these rituals have been perfected to an art and a science here, and they do work. And I have been performing these successfully for people over the years, and by writing these rituals down for you, you too can have the same success. And these are very, very powerful rituals. Last week. It's also available at any major bookstore. 9-day ritual novena for individuals to manifest particular things or have a collection of books for the manifesting the mystery and the back. I want to thank everybody for joining me here today for this very informative show, which is a celebration of American dream, a celebration of American freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me here on the Paracel Radio Call of Power. This is Carlos Antonio. I have a great 4th of July weekend. I'll see you next Wednesday. Next Thursday at 8 p.m. Have a great day. As it is above, so it is below. Good night, guys.